I'm Josephine Reed from the National Endowment for the Arts with the Chairman's Corner, a weekly podcast with Marianne Carter, Chairman of the Arts Endowment. This is where we'll discuss issues of importance to the arts community and a whole lot more. Marianne, I know today you wanted to talk about the intersection of history and art, and particularly the art of public monuments.
Yes, Joe, I did. And I want to begin with the beautiful memorial dedicated to Martin Luther King Jr., located in Washington, D.C., which is the first to honor an African-American individual on the National Mall. Monday, the 18th, of course, is the national observance of Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday and a chance to reflect on the legacy of Dr. King and his message. And that message, as stated in the vision statement for his memorial, eloquently affirms the commanding tenets of the American dream: freedom, democracy, and opportunity for all. And Joe, here's a cool fact. The official address of the memorial is 1964 Independence Avenue Southwest, in recognition of Dr. King's pivotal role in the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
You know, Marianne, not everybody has had the opportunity to visit the memorial. Why don't you walk us through it?
It's stunning. For those who haven't had a chance to see it, it is just a stunning memorial. The main entrance of the memorial from Independence Avenue takes visitors through two large slabs of rock called the Mountain of Despair. From there, you walk to the 30-foot-tall Stone of Hope with its imposing sculpture of Dr. King seeming to emerge from the rock. His arms are crossed, one hand grasps a rolled document, and with furrowed brow and penetrating vision, he looks steadily to the horizon. The two sets of rock represent a line from Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech when he says, "Out of the mountain of despair, a stone of hope." And then surrounding the statue of Dr. King is a 450-foot-long inscription wall with 14 quotes taken from his speeches, sermons, and other writings, adding an important literary component to the sculptural and architectural elements. And once past the Stone of Hope, visitors come to a beautiful plaza, wide open to the sky and the surrounding vista. Harry E. Johnson, the president and CEO of the Memorial Foundation, said, "The King Memorial is envisioned as a quiet and peaceful space. Yet drawing from Dr. King's speeches and using his own rich language, the King Memorial will almost certainly change the heart of every person who visits." And you know, Joe, that's the incredible thing about the arts. They can pull us out of ourselves and provide a place of beauty, nobility, and healing to reflect on our thoughts and our emotions.
And Marianne, I think that is a good place to leave it for today. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
That was Marianne Carter, Chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts. Keep up with the Arts Endowment by going to arts.gov or following us on Twitter at NEA Arts. For the National Endowment for the Arts, I'm Josephine Reed. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.